Hello and welcome to Tantrum, our report on CHMA 106.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Thursday, September 9th. Coming up on today's show, we chat with Thaddeus Helonia about the upcoming season of the Sackville Film Society, which starts next Thursday with the film Lost Leonardo. That's coming up right after these local news updates. Public Health reported 16 new cases of COVID-19 in the province on Wednesday. Six of those are in Zone 1, with four of those cases under investigation. There are now 112 active cases of COVID-19 in the province and 33 in Zone 1. Active case counts have been dropping since peaking at 173 on August 23rd. But as the active case count drops, the number of people in hospital is going up. As of Wednesday, five people are in hospital in the province, with four of those in an ICU. Vaccinations continue to inch up, with nearly 68% of the full New Brunswick population fully vaccinated. 76% of the population have at least one shot. There are still just under 100,000 New Brunswickers with no shot of a COVID-19 vaccine. In Sackville, the Corner Drug Store is offering a drop-in vaccination clinic today, and also Saturday, September 11th, and Tuesday, September 14th. The town of Sackville will be recognizing a new federal statutory holiday at the end of the month. September 30th, widely known as Orange Shirt Day, has been named the National Day for Truth and Reconciliation and declared a federal statutory holiday, meaning all federally regulated public and private employees will get the day off. Provinces are taking different positions on the holiday, with Nova Scotia adopting it and New Brunswick not. The town's collective agreement recognizes federal holidays, and the town CAO told council on Tuesday that employees were notified last week of the change.
We notified all employees last week that we as an organization at the staff level will be recognized on September 30th as a statutory holiday. Our collective agreement recognizes other holidays that may be approved by proclamation by the Governor General of Canada. So in this circumstance, we're quite pleased to recognize that, and we're encouraging all of our staff to take some time for meaningful reflection, wear orange, and you'll hear His Worship make a bit of a statement at next Monday's council meeting, encouraging other citizens to seize the day and to do take some time for some meaningful reflection themselves.
The town is also planning a film screening in the week leading up to Truth and Reconciliation Day to give residents an opportunity to learn more deeply about the mistreatment of Indigenous people in Canada. The film We Were Children will screen on September 26th at 6 p.m. at the Vogue Cinema in Sackville, and admission is free. The film looks at the profound impact of the Canadian government's residential school system as conveyed through the eyes of two children who were forced to face hardships beyond their years. The film can be disturbing and is not recommended for children. The town says support people will be available should someone need them. 15 people in Amherst are without a home after a fire overnight on Tuesday. Firefighters responded to a call at a two-story, three-unit apartment building on Girard Avenue at about 7:20 p.m. on Tuesday. Six adults and nine children, as well as their pets, made it out of the building safely, according to Captain John Matthews of the Amherst Fire Department. Firefighters from the Trumanville, Spring Hill, and Sackville Fire Departments assisted in fighting the fire. A Nova Scotia power crew cut the power to the building, and a team from the local Red Cross was also on the scene to provide assistance. The cause of the fire is under investigation. A number of local efforts are underway to collect donations to support the displaced victims of the fire. Sackville resident Trish Wells and Amherst resident Marlene Clark are gathering items like clothing, shoes, and cash donations to help the three families. Check chmafm.com for links. Nova Scotia announced Wednesday that it will be bringing in a proof of vaccination policy, oft referred to as a vaccine passport, in October. The province will lift its indoor mask mandate and gathering limits next week on September 15th, and then on October 4th, implement a vaccine passport for non-essential activities. Here's Nova Scotia Chief Medical Officer Robert Strang making the announcement on Wednesday.
We will implement a proof of vaccination policy as a time-limited measure in response to the fourth wave. requiring proof of vaccination to participate in activities that are discretionary, recreational, or non-essential means we can bring larger groups of people together safely. This gives us the best chance of staying open once we've opened.
Strang said details of the plan are still being worked out, but that it could apply to everyday social activities.
I know there'll be a lot of questions about this policy, and we're still finalizing the details. We anticipate it will apply to activities like dining out, going to bars, going to movies, attending a performance or concert or a sporting event, or going to a fitness facility. These are all social activities that bring people together, and we know that's where this virus thrives. Unvaccinated people in these settings increases the risk of spread within a larger group and puts the unvaccinated individuals themselves at greater risk.
It's not clear yet how New Brunswickers visiting Nova Scotia will be impacted by the policy or if the vaccine passport will apply to people from this province at all. It could be moot for New Brunswickers because Strang also announced yesterday that border measures currently in place will continue past September 15th. And right now, any New Brunswicker entering Nova Scotia is either fully vaccinated or has self-isolated and tested negative for COVID-19. Strang said that the vaccine passport system does not remove personal choice altogether.
And I want to be very clear, we are not requiring anyone to be vaccinated. You will remain having a choice. But we are still in the midst of a global pandemic that has taken countless lives. And an individual's right to choose has to be balanced with our collective responsibility to keep one another safe. And I believe this policy provides an appropriate balance.
That was Nova Scotia Chief Medical Officer Robert Strang on Wednesday. Nova Scotia will lift its indoor mask mandate and gathering limits next week and implement a vaccine passport system for non-essential activities on October 4th. Council and local Sackville firefighters will hear today from consultants hired to look into reports of bullying and sexual harassment within the fire department. Montana consultants have already delivered their report to CAO Jamie Burke and will be presenting based on that report today to councillors and the mayor, as well as members of the fire department. A public statement is expected from the town shortly after the presentation. At council's Tuesday meeting, journalist Bruce Wark asked about what level of detail would be included in the public statement. Mayor Sean Michaud refused to answer the question, noting that the topic was not on the agenda for the monthly discussion meeting. That's a not often enforced rule of council, whereby question period is designated for questions of clarification on agenda items only.
Okay, Mr. Wark, tonight the question period is regarding the information that appeared in the agenda tonight and for clarification. We're not discussing the assessment. There's a process that's gone into place. Council will be briefed on that assessment. The fire department will be briefed on that assessment, and we'll go from there after that. So I think at this point in time, we need to keep the questions to the clarification on the information shared tonight in regards to what's in front of council and what they'll be talking about at the regular council meeting, please.
Thank you. That's a new rule.
Actually, it isn't, Mr. Wark. It's stated every special council meeting that the last question period is for clarification on the information during that meeting. It's similar to our regular council meetings. It's for clarification on the information that's shared during the meeting. The first question period at the beginning of the regular meeting is for information for other type questions that might have occurred between the two meetings, between meetings.
That was Mayor Sean Michaud speaking at Tuesday's council meeting. Tonight on CHMA at 6 p.m., we feature another edition of Sackville Councillors Roundtable, where we will discuss what went on at Tuesday's meeting, as well as other issues facing the town currently, such as flood risk, healthcare, and a federal election. Finally, on today's Tantramar Report,
there are only about 15 Leonardos known. To say I have found a picture like this is just so far-fetched. You're just going to look like a fool.
This is the most improbable story that has ever happened in the art market.
It's not even a good painting.
The Lost Leonardo is a documentary film exploring the story behind the Salvator Mundi, the most expensive painting ever sold, believed to be the work of Leonardo da Vinci. The film is also the opener for this year's Sackville Film Society Fall Season, which kicks off next week. The season will see small changes with the Film Society as compared to last fall. The capacity is going up slightly to about 125, still about half the full capacity of the Vogue, and organizer Thaddeus Halonia brought back a limited number of six-pack tickets, which are now sold out. There are just a few season's passes still available for all 12 films featured on Thursdays this fall. I called up Halonia on Wednesday to find out a bit more about this coming film season.
I wanted to keep the number to 50% of the seating capacity and not have a box office. So that's kind of where we've arrived.
Okay. So you still won't be able to go on the night of and buy a ticket there. But
no.
Six packs are sold out, are they?
The six packs are sold out, and I think at last count there were 8 memberships left.
Oh wow. Okay. So
yeah,
very close to
capacity.
Yeah.
Well, I had to make a call, you know, Erica. Just I know as you do that the Film Society is largely subscribed to by older people, and Mount A is a very small part of that. It seems to have evolved that way over the last 10 years. And I think we've had that conversation before where for the first 25 years of running Film Society, it was 80% Mount A students and faculty and 20% community. And now it's about 90% community and 10% people from Mount A.
Right. And you're thinking the people from Mount A would be more the just buying a ticket here or there, the student population
not necessarily
able to commit to the whole thing.
Yeah. And it's sort of like, okay, you know, people want to be safe, and who knows what's going to come down the pipes in terms of regulations being brought in again. And so I just thought, I'm going to be proactive with that and try to make people who are worried and cautious a little more relaxed. I mean, the packed houses usually happened when we'd have a film that had star power or had a name that the students recognized. And so we'd go from 100 people in the theater to 150 or 60 people in the theater, right? When we had a box office.
Right.
And then the people who were the core of the Film Society was usually about 80 people. And we developed a real core of supporters last year, as you may remember, with the Saturday. We had so many people who wanted to come that we added that Saturday matinee.
Are you doing the Saturday matinee this year?
No.
No. Okay.
We haven't had the call for it. I mean, last year, the only reason the Saturday matinee happened was because we filled up that 80 slot and then there were more people, but I'm putting more people into the Thursday slot. We went from 80, or I guess it was about 85 last year, to 125, which is about half the capacity of the Vogue. I think the Vogue seats 230 or 40 people when it's full.
So people don't have very long. They'll be sold out soon, I gather. And I'm just wondering if you could give us a couple highlights of some of your favorite films that are coming up this season. Just one moment.
Couple of highlights. Well, they're all highlights. Definitely the Leonardo painting film, which we're opening with.
So The Lost Leonardo?
Yeah, I think that is going to be a really interesting film. I think The Secret Life of Trees is going to be really, really interesting. There's a couple of animations. The I'm Your Man, the film with the woman who has a boyfriend who's a robot. That looks like pretty. The Alvin Ailey documentary about Alvin Ailey, the modern dancer. So, you know, I mean, it's a total mixed bag of kind of what's available. And I've still got one TBA that I'm trying to get a really great film that we'll see if I can pull it off. Yeah, I always like to have one surprise.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, in COVID times, I'm going to give one pass to the Fine Arts Society, a six pack that they can maybe convince fine arts students that going to see films in a communal setting is actually the way that motion pictures should be viewed. But I'm not trying to build the audience right now, because with the 100 people or whatever, the Film Society can break even. And so I'd rather run a society during COVID times that people feel comfortable coming to, and the people who have really shown a commitment to going and experiencing cinema have been looked after. Right. And, I mean, you're amongst that group for a long time. So, and hopefully when we get back to more normal times, we can, you know, I'd love to do 2 days a week. But right now, just my energy level for this has been just to get it back up and running and as make it as little as complicated as possible. And I just, you know, it took a lot of energy to do that. So.
All right. Well, I mean, yeah. I'm excited. So I appreciate it. And I know a lot of other people are as well.
Yeah. Yeah. So
it opens next week. And
Lost Leonardo on the September 16th, 7:30. Mm-hmm. Come early and get your favorite seat.
Okay. And people should bring masks, because you'll be wearing masks until
mask,
you're seated, is that it?
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah. We're going to keep the mask protocol happening. And I think there's lots of people who have their own little bubbles who have signed up. And so I think people will be sitting in little clusters. So I think spacing out, I mean, obviously I never policed people last time and I'm not going to do it this time, but I think that there'll be lots of space for people to sit apart if they're worried about that. But I think we're in a good place.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, we'll see you at the Vogue next week on the 16th.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
Take care, Thaddeus.
Thanks, Erica. Yeah, you too. Nice to talk to you.
That was Sackville Film Society organizer Thaddeus Helonia. The season opens next week with The Lost Leonardo at 7:30 p.m. on Thursday. That's it for CHMA's Tantramar Report for this Thursday, September 9th. As always, to get in touch or with comments, email us at news@chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.